leading the news, the Australian Greenpeace activist who spent almost 3 months in a Russian jail is finally home. Colin Russell was one of 30 people charged with hooliganism after a protest at an Arctic oil rig in September. Mr. Russell says he has no regrets and insists that he did nothing wrong. All 52 passengers from a ship stuck in the ice in Antarctica have finally been rescued. They've been airlifted to the Australian icebreaker, the Aurora Australis, in a five-hour operation. The group spent 9 days trapped in the sea ice. Inland Australia is finally getting some relief from the heat wave. A cool change is moving through South Australia. Temperatures in the north of the state have nudged 50 degrees for the past 2 days. The record-breaking heat is now making its way to southeast Queensland. The Greens plan to set up a Senate inquiry into the promotion and advertising of alcohol, particularly during televised sport. There's been renewed debate about what action can be taken to reduce alcohol-related violence after 18-year-old Daniel Christie was king-hit in Sydney on New Year's Eve. In India, there have been protests after the death of a 16-year-old girl who was gang-raped twice and then set on fire. The teenager was attacked in late October by a group of men near the eastern city of Kolkata. The girl was then set on fire last week and died in hospital on New Year's Eve.